From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Another delay for the Space Shuttle Endeavour. This time it was thunderstorms at the Kennedy Space Center that forced this evening's scheduled launch to be scrubbed. NASA will try again tomorrow. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
It was the fourth delay for Endeavour in recent weeks. At first, the problem was hydrogen gas leaks. But once NASA fixed that technical glitch, the weather hasn't cooperated. When Endeavour does finally lift off, seven astronauts will be going to the space station to do construction work. They'll install a kind of porch to the outside of the Japanese research lab for experiments that require direct exposure to space. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
The Senate begins confirmation hearings tomorrow for President Obama's Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. NPR's Carol Van Dam says GOP senators want to focus on some of Sotomayor's past statements.
Texas Senator John Cornyn said he and other Republicans on the Senate panel will ask Sotomayor about her comment 8 years ago when she said she hoped a wise Latina judge would draw better conclusions than a white male lacking similar life experiences.
The judge has given a lot of speeches in addition to her official actions where she's questioned whether judges can actually be neutral.
Cornyn said the statement was antithetical to the rule of law, but also said that Republicans won't block Sotomayor's nomination. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California defended Sotomayor.
She actually brings to the court more experience in courts, trial courts, appellate courts, than any sitting member of the Supreme Court.
Both senators appeared on Fox News Sunday. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
After a week overseas, President Obama will deal with domestic issues this week, including concerns about his economic stimulus plan. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
Republicans say the plan is too expensive and is not working, while some economists say it hasn't been large enough. But Mr. Obama writes in a Washington Post op-ed that the stimulus plan is stopping the economy's free fall and needs more time to work. The sluggish economy is complicating White House efforts to move health care overhaul through Congress. Many legislators say they're wary of new health care obligations that would add to the nation's debt. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Some key senators from both parties are saying it's not likely Congress will pass health care reform legislation by their August recess, the deadline set by the president. GOP Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire.
I think that's highly unlikely since the Finance Committee doesn't even have a bill drafted yet. And we're in the middle of the Sotomayor hearings for this week, and then we're going to be debating her nomination for a week.
Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad says there's no reason to rush such important legislation.
I think we'll be through the Finance Committee by the August recess, and I think that's a realistic goal. You know, there really is plenty of time. Congress is going to be in session until Christmas Eve.
This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama has directed his national security team to look into reports that U.S. allies may have been responsible for the deaths of as many as 2,000 Taliban prisoners of war in Afghanistan. Mr. Obama told CNN he will make a decision about how to proceed after he has all the facts in the matter. The president said U.S. and British troops in Afghanistan face a difficult summer ahead of elections there late next month. A bomb blast in Afghanistan has killed two U.S. Marines this weekend, even as thousands of Marines step up their offensive against Taliban positions in the southern part of that country. The BBC's Martin Patience is in Kabul.
The American troops are focusing their efforts on the eastern border with Pakistan and in the south of the country, where the insurgency is at its strongest. Currently, 4,000 U.S. Marines are conducting an operation in the southern province of Helmand. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan, Stanley McChrystal, is carrying out an urgent review of the military campaign here. He admits that coalition forces aren't winning in many parts of the country.
The BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul. Gasoline prices have dropped about 10 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks, down to a national average of $2.56 a gallon for self-service regular. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says falling crude oil costs are pushing down prices at the pump, and she expects that trend to continue.
The price is probably going to drop a lot further. This will depend on what crude oil prices do and how deep our unemployment gets.
Lundberg says the latest drop in gas prices is the most significant decline since last December. She also notes that gas prices are about $1.55 lower now than they were when they peaked last summer at this time. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.